If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
From the heartland of this great country, at the crossroads, comes the new Wise Conservatism radio show, heard only through ConservativeNationMedia.com. Your infidel host, Robert Garding, comes to you from West Central Indiana, one of only two states in America who runs their budget in the black. You are listening to Hour 1 of the show, and now, here's your host, Robert Garding.
Okay, we almost didn't get to be here today. We had the studio all set up and all ready to go, and all of a sudden, I couldn't get my chat room to work. I couldn't get anything to work, and I couldn't even call in. So don't know what was going on there, but we made it, and we're here on this fine day of the 12th. Of October. It doesn't seem possible. Celebrated my wife's birthday the other day on the 10th. So we've had a busy week this week, and it seems the government has had too. A highly troubling, urgent bulletin issued earlier last Saturday by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the MOFA, states that it has received information from the Main Intelligence Directorate, or the GRU, warning to expect a radical change in government of the United States, possibly within the next fortnight, based on information they received from, quote, highly placed, unquote, sources within the Pentagon. You mean it hasn't happened yet? Well, I'll tell you. It seems that, to me, the radical change is already happening. According to this MOFA bulletin, GRU intelligence assets were notified by their Pentagon counterparts this past week that President Barack Obama is preparing to invoke the powers given to him under 50 U.S.C. Chapter 13 to hold that various American states are now in a, quote, state of insurrection, unquote, thus allowing him to invoke the National Emergencies Act under the 50 U.S.C. 1621 and invoke the highly controversial continuity of government plan for the United States, allowing him, in essence, to rule with supreme powers. And that's just exactly what the man wants, isn't it? He wants to be the supreme leader of this country. And it seems like he's getting it. Specifically, this bulletin says that Obama will invoke 50 U.S.C. 212 that states, quote, the president shall have declared by proclamation that the laws of the United States are opposed and the execution thereof obstructed by combinations too powerful to be suppressed by the ordinary course of judicial proceedings, unquote. The specific laws being opposed by these combinations too powerful to be suppressed by ordinary course of judicial proceedings that Obama will outline in his reasonings for declaring a state of emergency, this bulletin continues, are the National Defense Authorization Act, or the NDAA, and the PPAC, otherwise known as Obamacare. The NDAA is opposed by many U.S. states, this bulletin says, with California joining Alaska and Virginia this past week and passing a law making it illegal to be enforced in their territory, and with many other states also preparing to do the same. Specific portions of the NDAA law being opposed by these states allows for the indefinite detention without charges or trial of all American citizens and allows for their assassination should Obama order it. And everybody's kind of sitting there back and looking at this and think, this is America. This kind of thing can't happen. But tell me, 10 years ago, did we think that we'd have a president who was actively and in the open working to destroy the Constitution? The PPAC, or Obamacare law, is likewise opposed by over half of the United States states and has led to an American shutdown this past week. Fed has closed 15% of their government, but has left fully 85% of it still open. To the specific combination too powerful, Obama will cite his declaration of national emergency as being needed to be defeated by extraordinary measures. The MOFA says is a faction of the U.S. House of Representatives, popularly known as the Republican Tea Party, whom the president and his allies have likened to hostage takers and political terrorists. You hear that? Everyone who is affiliated with a Ted Cruz or agrees with Ted Cruz or Mike Lee, we're all hostage takers and political terrorists. So now that we've got that clear, you are listening to the New Wise Conservatism radio show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio through Conservative Nation Media, on this, the 12th of October, 2013, the Unstoppable Network that is only just beginning. I am your humble Infidel host, Robert Garding, from behind the silver PNR microphone of freedom, and we are glad that you are all here and now on with the show. Good afternoon to everyone who's arriving. Obama's greatest fear and reasons for declaring a national state of emergency, this bulletin continues, was outlined last Friday by his Treasury Department, who released a report warning of potentially catastrophic damage should Congress fail to raise the debt ceiling and prevent the government from defaulting on its debt. And this really bothers me because Obama, over this last week, has done everything he can to keep the government closed. The Republicans have given, compromised, done all kinds of things to get the government back open, and still he opposes everything that they come out with as long as it keeps Obamacare in the lurch. Pretending to oppose Obama should he, in fact, declare a national state of emergency, the GRU grimly warns, is the U.S. military, who themselves are preparing to invoke 50 U.S.C. 842, which allows them to protect America from the Communist Party of the United States or any successors of such party, regardless of the assumed name, whose object or purpose is to overthrow the government of the United States or the government of any state, territory, district, or possession thereof. Not known to many Americans is that the progressive movement Obama belongs to and whose media acolyte prostitutes swept into office have long been associated with the Communist Party. And as the WorldNet Daily News Service reported this last August, John C. Drew, Ph.D., the award-winning political scientist, met Obama in 1980 and wrote in 2011, Obama believed that the economic stresses of the Carter years meant revolution was still imminent. The election of Reagan was simply a minor setback in terms of the coming revolution. Obama was blindly sticking to the simple Marxist theory that there's going to be a revolution. Obama said, we need to be organized and grow the government. In Obama's view, our role must be to educate others so that we might usher in more quickly this inevitable revolution, unquote. I have been saying this for quite a while now, folks. We are in trouble. Believe me now? I hope so, because our time for doing something about this is running out. And good afternoon, Holger Awakens and Lady Michelle and guest 1261 in there. In America's current environment of extreme political polarization, however, such an outcome is almost as unlikely as a constitutional amendment preventing the House of Representatives from denying the government the funds that it needs to govern. Others have also complained that gerrymandering districts has handed offices to increasingly conservative Republicans, making a shutdown resolution less likely. And this, all of that comes from the Democrats, who are not getting what they want, folks. And they are just like a little baby who wants a certain thing, and they won't go for anything else, even a little bit less of what they want. They want the whole thing, and that's Obama in a nutshell. For instance, President Obama won Ohio by almost 2 points in 2012, but Republicans took 12 of the state's 16 House seats, according to Think Progress. The average Republican was elected in districts where Obama won less than 40% of the vote. In other words, states Think Progress, the people holding our government hostage right now have little to fear from non-Republican voters and a great deal to fear from the highly conservative set that dominates GOP primaries. And they can thank gerrymandering for the job security that they now enjoy. There can be nothing more outrageous to an American than the idea of an innocent person being wrongly convicted for a crime they didn't commit. But as they say, sunshine is the best disinfectant. We're proud to welcome A Just Cause with Sam Thurman and Cliff Stewart to Tuesday nights on conservativenationmedia.com. Sam and Cliff took a hard look at what happens when the wheels of justice trample the rights of innocent Americans. These are real cases of real people who are actually innocent, but who were wrongfully convicted. Join us for A Just Cause Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. The only problem with what is going on now, say the experts, is that this has taken the control out of your hands. And that is the only reason that you're angry about it and you say it shouldn't be done. The problem is, if this was the other way around and you were doing what the Republicans are doing now, everything would be fine because you would be doing it to stop something you felt was wrong. So what is the difference here? The difference is the Democrats aren't doing it. But if you really want the truth of the matter here, folks, here it is. Obama is not following the Constitution. The Senate is not following the Constitution, at least the majority of it. The House is trying, but are being called extremists and terrorists for doing so. We can be thankful that so far the Republican held House has stood, though it seems to be changing on a daily basis. Time to get out the old phone and start calling Boehner and the representatives to make sure they don't stop doing the right thing. Polls are slanted always to the left, and I'll get back to that one later. Obama is constantly talking about compromising, and that the Republicans are wrong because they aren't compromising. The trouble is, they are, even though they shouldn't be. They are right, we are wrong after all. They should be standing strong for the American people. The Democrats are the ones who are not compromising or even giving an inch because they care nothing for the Constitution, the founding documents, or the laws of this nation. The only laws that they care about are the ones that they themselves put out there, which most of the time go completely against the Constitution if you read into them. They care even less for the people of this great nation that right now is on the brink of the cliff that they have led us to. Over the last few weeks, the Republicans have submitted a bunch of bills that would have kept the government going and everything right with the world, except that none of them included Obamacare, which, by the way, was illegally passed, folks, because it never passed the House of Representatives. A fact that is being totally ignored by everyone, including Fox News, and I don't think that I have even heard it on the Blaze, though I am sure it's been there. So we need to stop with this insane idea that Obamacare was passed legally, because it wasn't, plain and simple, folks. We will be right back.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Okay, I have something here that I was supposed to read, and I don't have it with me right at the moment. But I should have done that, I think, at the 12 mark, but I missed it altogether, which is kind of not really cool. But I think I've got it here somewhere, if I can find it. Nope, it ain't there. Oh, well. I kind of missed that one, so I'll just go on with the show and hopefully don't get in trouble for missing that one.
Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backpack. When I grow up,
I want to be a bike that races around the
country.
When
I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest
trail. When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
a
sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to
be
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
I found an interesting article this last week, and then I wrote about it on my blog that I titled The New Home of Crack. And it, to me, I really, this one really hit me. So, of course, I had to write about it. But I wrote, if you haven't been paying attention to the liberalizing of America, just look at California. Just when you think you won't see anything more redunculous from them, they go and do something new that is worse than anything they have ever done before. That something came around on Thursday. We have a government now that is 15% shut down, and Obama is sending out many employees who are being paid from, quote, money that apparently the government doesn't have because they are shut down, unquote. And these people are running around to all the national parks and places that are supposed to be shut down because of the government shutdown, running the people out and harassing them. And we're still paying for these people. The government says they have no money, but they are bringing in billions a day in taxes. So why can't they do things? But other than these things that we keep hearing from the media, most of us wouldn't even know the government has been shut down. And this, my friends, is stupid and makes me think that Washington is the new home of crack. But then along comes California, and they took a lot of that crack from Washington, D.C., and brought it home to them. You see, folks, California has now made it legal for illegals to practice law in the state. Now you know what is wrong with California. From JD Journal comes this about it. On Saturday, California Governor Jerry Brown signed 8 bills into law to increase the rights of immigrants. One of the laws allows illegal immigrants to obtain a license to practice law in California. This presumably ends the Sergio Garcia saga, and now the California Supreme Court is authorized to approve qualified applications for the practice of law in the state regardless of their immigration status. This means illegal immigrant law students gets a chance to practice law in California. Now, have you heard anything so stupid, my friends? Every time I think that the government can't do anything stupider, they come off and surprise us one more time. We have got to learn that they are not there for us anymore. This one takes the cake. Where are the brains of these legislators who are making these stupid laws? I have been railing against the liberal agenda for a long time, but this one takes it to a whole new level. We have a lot of crap going on here in America that is wrong, and no one is talking about any of it. Something I mentioned a little while ago, Obamacare was passed illegally because the government was set up to pass laws through the House of Representatives, but Obamacare was passed through the Senate. Against the laws of the land and against the Constitution, if there is a lawyer in Washington or even in this whole country that was worth his brain's weight in salt, or he or she would tell Obama and the rest of the idiots in Washington who are fighting to keep Obamacare as a law that, folks, it isn't a law. It is an entitlement program, nothing more, and it is illegal. Just like the new law in California that makes it possible for the illegals there to be able to practice law. How insane do our leaders have to get before we, the people, rise up to stop them? Before we rise up and vote them out of office for good? I really hope it isn't much more, because this country can't take it. Insanity is becoming the normal here in America, and the rest of the world is laughing itself sick over us. Follow the patriots who are trying to save this nation and finally turn away from the leaders who are destroying her. That is our only path to saving this nation, that and praying to God in heaven for divine guidance. I have been railing against this government for a little over a decade now, and it seems that people just have not listened. Every time they get some idiot coming up and saying, oh, I can change this for the good. Everything that's going on is horrible, and we need to change it and make things better for everybody. They climb on the buses, drink the Kool-Aid, and all of a sudden we're off on another tangent where the Democrats and the liberals have taken this country into a new area of despotism. And nobody thinks anything of it until people start getting hurt. They didn't seem to learn the lessons of Reagan when he showed us all that a conservative government that is smaller and taxes less is more productive and has more money. But the liberals among us just cannot seem to grasp this concept and keep thinking that all they have to do is get more money for the government is to tax everyone more and then spend more and more money while making the government bigger. They just don't understand that more taxes doesn't give the people incentive to work for more money. History proves this, that this never works. Yet the liberals seem to be too stupid to understand this simple philosophy of life. Even the moderate to liberal right doesn't seem to get it either. You know, like Lindsey Graham and John McCain most of the time. No matter how much we give them the math that proves us right, They just cannot get it. No matter how smart they think they are just too dumb to get this basic concept of life that America was built on. Smaller government, less taxes, and less intrusion on the people's lives makes America a great country. Higher taxes and bigger government destroys. How freaking hard is this to understand? Hmm? This whole thing that the with the media that does to damage to a struggling nation is just amazing. And it's amazing that the people read this and listen to it. And then the new NBC poll out the other day said that the GOP has taken it in the shorts and has the Republicans in Washington running scared and the Democrats screaming out that they are the winners here. But the poll used a 44-32 ratio, Democrats to Republicans, which really isn't way off base here. But in their polling, they used an extraordinarily large number that works for the government, as told them Rush Limbaugh, that using that kind of number, you will definitely get a result that shows the GOP in trouble. And the sad thing is, Boehner has listened and is caving, just like we all knew he would. But we have to stand strong, folks. We know without a doubt when the Democrats are losing, they will pull out poll after poll that shows what they are saying is wanted by the majority of the people. And we have to start using our brains for more than just liberal fodder here. We all know it isn't true, yet what happens? Oh, brother, is this country in trouble? If we don't find a way to stop this crap that is coming our way. Ready for the end, folks? It is on the horizon and staring us right in the face. We can almost see the colors of the eyes. It is coming so close. And yet, we have the mindset to continually want to vote these liberal idiots into office to give us the change that they are that they are telling us they want to give us to make America a great country, when if we just stop and think about it for a little while, we would know that all they are trying to do is to persuade us that they are the ones for the office so they can come in and destroy what's left of America. It amazes me. It really does. America is one of the great, it's the greatest country that this world has ever known. And yet, we continue to vote in people who think that America is the worst country and things need to be changed to get rid of it. And the sad part about it, folks, is that the administration that we have in office right now and the liberals that we have in the Senate have come closer to destroying this country than any other before them. And if we don't stop this voting of them into office, the next ones will get even farther. And the ones after that will get even farther until we won't have a free America left anymore. And most of our freedoms that we had in the early 20th century are gone. And the ability to do a radio show like this one, where I can actually say the things that I believe and say the things that I have found out to be true and follow the Constitution and the laws of this nation, will become a thing of the past too. And everybody who listens to shows like this will become a thing of the past, because if they listen to a show like this, then they are the enemy and they will be brought down by the government. We will be right back. One of the worst nightmares that can befall an American today is identity theft. If it happens to you, it may take months or even longer to recover from it, if you can recover at all. Don't let it happen to you. Protect yourself in advance. Sign up today with LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock and get 10% off their great service, go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and the scope may vary. That's conservativenationmedia.com, then click on the LifeLock banner. You'll be very glad you did.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Been looking for an online gathering place? You know, a familiar screen, does everything you're used to, except give you grief for being a conservative? You've got to try the Tea Party community. At TPC, you'll know how everything works from the very first minute, and you'll probably find a lot of friends who are already there. Organize, communicate, share ideas, upcoming events, pictures, and videos. The Tea Party community connects and empowers like-minded, politically conservative people like you. Sign up today at teapartycommunity.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay. Okay, from Las Vegas, Nevada comes this one. The government shutdown is being felt close to home for some locals. They say they're being forced out of private homes on Lake Mead because they sit on federal land. Joyce Spencer is a 77 years old, and her husband Ralph is 80. They've been spending most of their time in the family ice cream store since going home now isn't an option. The Spencers never expected to be forced out of their Lake Mead home, which they've owned since the 70s, but on Thursday, a park ranger said they had 24 hours to get out. Joyce said to Action News in Las Vegas, she said, "I had to go to town today and buy Ralph undershirts and jeans because I forgot his pants. The Stewart's Point home sits on federal land, so even though the Spencers own their cabin outright, they're not allowed in it until the government reopens," which to me is absolutely stupid. And the president says the Republicans are to blame for this. Folks, the government is only 15% shut down. This doesn't have to happen. But it has been leaked that Obama wants park employees to make it as hard on people as they can to make it hurt them. Park officials said property owners can visit only to retrieve belongings. They sent Action News a statement, which reads in part, quote, "Unfortunately, overnight stays are not permitted until a budget is passed and the park can reopen," unquote. If the government is out of money, then I have a really good question here. If they can't allow people into homes that they own just because they sit on federal land. And they bring these lackeys out to enforce these laws that they are suddenly coming up with. Excuse me. Where are these lackeys getting paid from? If the government has no money, who's paying these guys? Now, you know the answer is the government. The government has money. It's bringing in billions a day, because a week or something like that, from the taxes that are still coming in, folks, even though the government supposedly is shut down. And if we listen to the Democrats, the government's completely shut down. There's nothing going. The truth of the matter is it's only 15% shut down. That's not 50%. It's 15%, 15%. The government can run almost normally on that. Just getting rid of some of the unessentials, which shouldn't be there in the first place if they're unessential. But Obama wants to hurt the people because he is not getting his way. Joyce Spencer said that she's all right in the meantime, staying with nearby family, but the move has a lot to handle, was a lot to handle. As a senior citizen, you got to take into point these people are 77 and 80 years old. And the government is forcing them out of their home, which they own. But she goes on to say, we're not hurt in any way, except it might cost me if I have to go buy more pants. The Lake Mead properties are considered vacation homes. One of the lease requirements to own a plot is people must have an alternative residence. Regardless, the Spencer said it's their property and they should be allowed in, shut down or not. And they would be, too, if we didn't have a president and a Senate leader who wants to hurt the people. Now, I've found so many stories like this one that shows just how out of control Obama and the left really are. And because of all this and the stories like this that are all over, I can't help but wonder just how in the hell anyone can be stupid enough to still support the liberal left. And then on top of it all, there is Bill Maher, the dumbest idiot of them all. And I can say this now, after the last time he stuck his foot in his mouth, I didn't think he could get much dumber, but I was wrong. He totally eclipsed that mark last Sunday when he insulted the veterans of World War II. Oh, you didn't hear that one? I'm sure that most everyone has. And if you have heard this, you've probably forgotten this because the media won't report it anymore. But here's what he said about the vets crashing the barricades to get to the war memorial. He said, quote, the other thing that apparently was so important for the Republicans to keep open was the World War II memorial in Washington. That was closed, so a bunch of World War II vets knocked down the barriers and stormed it. Now, the sad part about this is he got laughter from this stupidity from the audience, but it continues. He said, and then I love this, they posed for pictures with Michelle Bachmann, who showed up. Michelle Bachmann, one of the people most responsible for shutting the effing thing down. They're the greatest generation. Nobody said they were the brightest generation. Really, Bill? Wow. So in Maher's world, even the last remaining survivors of those that defeated Hitler and Japan are to be ridiculed. How can the folks at HBO abide this? Probably because they're a leftist organization, too. And get your darn facts straight about things, you twit. Obama and the left are the ones who are responsible for shutting it down, not Michelle Bachmann. And you are not the brightest bulb in the box either, by a long shot. Where do you get off talking about our veterans that way? These are people who fought to give you the rights you have now. You know, the ones you use on your show to let the whole nation know how freaking stupid you are. This type of thing just drives me right up the wall. To be able to say that I live in a country that will give an idiot like this airtime so he can tear down what America stands for. And then get away with it. Have no consequences to his actions or no consequences to the things he says about it. If I'd have been there, I'd have said something. Of course, they'd have probably ushered me right out of the studio. But hey, things have to be said. Things have to be done. Doesn't matter what the consequences that they will actually put against us to do it. We have to say these things. These guys are idiots. They are going against the Constitution. They are breaking our laws. All the while telling everybody that we're the ones doing it. It seems like every week we have now two shows on Tuesday, two shows on Sunday, a show on Monday, a show on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And all of these shows can hit this thing hard. And nothing seems to change. But the thing is, I have a lot of people who write on blogs and who have been friends of mine who have talked to me about this, and they say they're getting frustrated because everything doesn't change. And I tell them that what they have to do is look between the lines, see what's going on, because things are changing. People are waking up, finally. Things are beginning to change. Obama, his ratings right now are lower than they have been ever. Of course, it still amazes me that they're still at 36%, but over the last 10, 11 days, he's lost 10 points. To me, that is major. Don't you think? If you love conservative internet radio as much as we do, then you already know about the Grit and Grace radio show. Jennifer Meadows and Josh Bernstein have been carrying the conservative message on the net for years now, and now they're here on conservativenationmedia.com. Join Grit and Grace every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central for solid American patriotism, unapologetic commentary, the latest news and conservative analysis with a good dose of just plain old-fashioned fun. That's Grit and Grace every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. You think, and I'm talking to the Obama bots out there, that we have an honest president? Someone who is in this just for you? Well, there is so much out there that you just all seem to be ignoring as this country continues its implosion that was started by others but is being pushed onto the fast track by your dear leader. Like a tyrant, Obama's executive extortion by Edward Klein just cannot be ignored. He wrote, like King Canute, President Barack Obama is ordering the tide of disaffection to cease and roll back into the ocean. He has even closed the ocean. Obama does not subscribe to Francis Bacon's dictum that nature be commanded, to be commanded must be obeyed. No, his power-lusting ambition allows him to assert, nature and men will obey me because I command it. The malicious, vindictive character of President Barack Obama's behavior over the refusal of the House to pass a budget that would fund Obamacare and also raise the debt ceiling is open for all to see. He has ordered all national parks and even private parks and businesses that do not receive federal funds, but which are all on federal property or even adjacent to it, closed with cement or metal barricades, orange cones that have become known as barricades, and national park rangers stationed to stop people when they can from entering any of those venues. His actions are nothing but petty, extortionate, and venal, I guess. I will have my way, and you will suffer pain until I get my way, is his message. I don't care if you're a World War II vet or Korean War vets or just tourists who have suddenly found their vacation plans literally barricaded until you press the House to let me have my way. You won't be enjoying those parks, even though your tax dollars pay for them. Tough, I'm the boss, deal with it. In fact, the House can kill Obamacare without lifting a finger. As the Examiner reports, on Monday, Dr. Harold Pease, an expert in the United States Constitution, stated that the authority in dealing with Obamacare funding belongs to the U.S. House, not the U.S. Senate, and that the House is doing this all wrong. See, this is what I've been saying, folks, and finally somebody sees it. And the whole thing that's really bad about it is that, if I'm thinking right, the Examiner is from England. Of course, I might be wrong. Peace said everything hinged upon funding, which was given exclusively to the House of Representatives, the only power that they alone had. Peace went on to say, all bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives, but the Senate may propose or concur with amendments, as in other bills. To fund anything, in this case Obamacare, first approval is required by the House of Representatives. Now, you have to remember this quote, folks. It is something I have been stating over and over again the past few months, and actually for the past couple of years now. Everything hinged upon funding comes from the House. Obamacare was rejected by the House, not once, but many times, folks. It was passed in the Senate. Read your Constitution. That is not how things are done. We will be right back after these messages.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio through conservativenationmedia.com, the network that Obama would love to stop but can't. The call-in number is 718-305-7176.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Yeah, I know I played that one already, but come to find out the one that I had for this little segment was not even there. Going back to what I was talking about before, it says, yes, he told us in advance what he planned to do. Few were listening. The following is a narrative taken from a 2008 Sunday morning televised Meet the Press from Sunday's September 7th, 2008, 11:48 Eastern Time, the televised Meet the Press, the then Senator Obama was asked about his stance on the American flag. General Bill Gann, USAF retired, asked Obama to explain why he doesn't follow protocol when the national anthem is played. The general stated to Obama that according to the United States Code, Title 36, Chapter 10, Section 171, during rendition of the national anthem, when the flag is displayed, all present except those in uniform are expected to stand at attention facing the flag with the right hand over the heart, or at the very least, stand and face it. Now get this, Senator Obama replied. As I've said about the flag pin, I don't want to be perceived as taking sides. There are a lot of people in the world to whom the American flag is a symbol of oppression. The anthem itself conveys a warlike message, you know, the bombs bursting in air and all that sort of thing. Yeah, our future president said that. But now, are you ready for this? Obama continued. The national anthem should be swapped for something less parochial or less bellicose. I like the song, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. If that were our anthem, I might salute it. In my opinion, we should consider reinventing our national anthem as well as redesign our flag to better offer our enemies hope and love. It's my intention, if elected, to disarm America to the level of acceptance to our Middle East brethren. If we, as a nation of warring people, conduct ourselves like the nations of Islam, where peace prevails, perhaps a state or period of mutual accord could exist between our government. Unquote. And we elected him. Seeger went on to say, when I become president, I will seek a pact of agreement to end hostilities between those who have been at war or in a state of enmity and a freedom from disquieting oppressive thoughts. We as a nation have placed upon the nations of Islam an unfair injustice, which is why my wife disrespects the flag, and she and I have attended several flag burning ceremonies in the past. Of course, now I found myself to become president of the United States, and I have put my hatred aside. I will use my power to bring change to this nation and offer the people a new path. My wife and I look forward to becoming our country's first black family. Indeed, change is about to overwhelm the United States of America. Unquote. And yes, you heard that right. I, for one, am speechless. And that I found from the Washington Post, written by a Dale Lindsborg. Everyone in the United States of America need to hear this. So keep it going. Save America before it's too late. The sad part of this, even the Republicans and the conservatives aren't working on this the right way. And I have that way, folks. Obamacare is illegal. It was never funded through the House, which by the Constitution is the only way a law becomes a law. Obamacare is not the law of the land if you follow the Constitution. Hey, O'Reilly, Hannity, and even Rush, listen up. You are going at this the wrong way. Tell everybody Obamacare is illegal. In order for it to become law, it has to pass the House. The only part of Congress it passed was the Senate, so it isn't the law of the land, at least not until the House passes it. Period. It's in the Constitution. It's part of our laws. It's time we started to acknowledge these things because we are a nation of laws. Let's start enforcing them and stop ignoring them. Right now, we have a president who has told us straight out, folks, he hates America and the Constitution. The Constitution is flawed, according to our president, folks, and his reason, it limits him on what he can do to us. No wonder he is going around the laws there to protect us from him. So now what are we going to do to protect this country from him? We have to start thinking in this way, folks. And now, because if we don't, and you can mark my words here, if we don't, we won't have an America in the near future, and our kids will be nationless. And to make you think more, folks, Janet Yellen has been named as the person who replaces Bernanke. You say you don't know her? Look her up. She is a progressive from the word go and has a plan to change things that her progressive academic past will help make her decisions using Keynesian techniques, and out of the last three who held that position, she can do the most damage. We are in trouble, folks. We are in trouble. We have to wake up to what is going on, to what our government is doing to us, and what is going on. Because if we don't, this nation will cease to exist, and this isn't fear-mongering. I have lived for 60-some years now, and I've watched this nation go from a great nation to a nation that's being laughed at by everybody in the world. We are not a free republic anymore because the president says we're a democracy. And the next step from democracy on is socialism. We are not a democracy. I don't care how many times the media or the Harry Reid or President Obama says this. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. We need to start taking care of that, because the republic is quickly being dissolved. The Constitution is quickly being dissolved, and it's all by the people we have elected into office into Washington, D.C., and the ones who reside in the White House in Washington. It's time to stop all this, folks, because if we don't, like I said, our children won't have a nation to call home. I mean, America, the nation itself, the continent will still be here. But it will not resemble in any way, shape, or form the America that we have all come to love and call home. And I feel this kind of thing happening within the next couple of years. If things keep going the way they are now, to where people don't listen and don't speak up when the president says something absolutely downright despicable against this nation, then what we are going to find out that within the next decade, this country is going to be something that we will not recognize. The Constitution probably won't exist in the form that it does now. Oh, it'll probably exist. But all the founding ideas of freedom that were put into it will be gone. We may have another Obama in office. The Senate will be full of Harry Reid's. The House will be full of Nancy Pelosi's. And this country will be going under, because somebody will have flushed that proverbial toilet and will be caught in the whirlpool going down. We will be right back with the second hour of the New Wise Conservatism radio show, heard here on Conservative Nation Media, where the call-in number, if you want to be on the show, is 305-718-305-7176. After these messages, we will be right back. Please stay tuned.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to tn4action.com, that's TN, the number 4, action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, action.com, to stand for America now.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the heartland of America in West Central Indiana comes the new Wise Conservatism radio show with your host, Robert Girding. We are still considered traitors to the Obama nation, especially since we broadcast from one of only two states that run their budgets in the black, conservative style. Take that, Obama. You are listening to Hour 2 of the show, where we continue working for you to give you the truth that is not told by the lamestream media and the Obama bots. We are being broadcast to you through Conservative Nation Media on Blog Talk Radio. And now, here again is your host, Robert Girding.
Americans who lived through the 50s vividly remember tales of Gestapo horror in Hitler's Germany. The Third Reich was a fearsome and evil war machine that voraciously disregarded the sanctity of human life. The Gestapo acted on the whim of any and all of Hitler's demands. But those days in the late 1930s and early 40s seem a world away. Nothing but amazing tales of a sinister totalitarian regime to those born in the ensuing decades. Until now, most conservative pundits and writers I know, myself included, have tempered their speech and modifiers concerning Barack Obama. At first, only a few would venture to call the new half-black president a socialist. Until Obama began rolling out economic and social policies that went far beyond the constraints of socialism. Indeed, the newly re-elected American president and his worldview would warm the heart of Karl Marx. And that is so true. A proponent of Saul Alinsky and his rules for radicals, Obama promised to fundamentally change America, and so he has. But the change we are now seeing with the government shutdown, change in the form of a petulant tantrum intended to hurt the American people and their morale, this change is like an electric shock to the system. And with the shock comes distant memories surfacing from the anterior cingulate region of the brain, long forgotten tales of a people in a far distant land corralled by an evil regime. But the regime we are now seeing taking orders are those carrying out Barack Hussein Obama's dictums to shut down the war memorials and national parks and death benefits for the fallen military. The latest outgrowth of Obama's totalitarian tantrum, Yellowstone National Park. Yes, the home of Old Faithful is off limits to America's citizens. The Daily Caller's Brendan Bordelon writes, a Yellowstone tour guide accused the National Park Service of using Gestapo tactics while shutting down the park after armed rangers locked a group of terrified senior citizens inside their hotel for many hours to prevent them from visiting nearby attractions. John McCone of the Eagle Tribune reports that Vallancourt went on a trip last week that was intended to showcase some of America's greatest treasures. Instead,
a Salisbury resident, said she and others on her tour bus witnessed an ugly spectacle that made her embarrassed, angry, and heartbroken for her country. Milana Court was one of thousands of people who found themselves in a national park as the federal government shutdown went into effect on October 1st. For many hours, her tour group, which included senior citizen visitors from Japan, Australia, Canada, and the United States, were locked in a Yellowstone National Park hotel under armed guard. The tourists were treated harshly by armed park employees, she said, so much so that some of the foreign tourists with limited English skills thought they were under arrest. When finally allowed to leave, the bus was not allowed to halt at all during the 2.5-hour trip out of the park, not even to stop at private bathrooms that were open along the route. America the Beautiful is being cordoned off and barricaded, national park by national park and memorial by memorial. Our elderly who deserve respect and honor are being arrested. Our vets who deserve our country's highest esteem are being kept from the very memorials erected in memory of their gallant service. What is happening to our beloved country? Obama is happening. The progressives, a fancy name they concocted about 100 years ago to camouflage the real name, communists, are happening. This is not what the founders envisioned, nor what the Constitution prescribes. Wake up, people. Our republic is under attack, and the patriots are needed. The old phrase comes to mind, don't tread on me. Thomas Jefferson stated it well in none other than the Declaration of Independence when he wrote, when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right and it is their duty to throw off such government. The form that throwing off will take is not yet certain, but we must not allow our liberties fought with the blood of our founders and preserved with the blood of our troops over the decades to be stolen by those who would emulate a madman and a tyrant. Gestapo tactics have no place in our exceptional America, period, folks. Period. From my friend's blog, Political Pistachio, by Douglas V. Gibbs, comes this one, Reality, the Defund Message 1. This was one of the few things that I found this week that actually kind of had some sort of a positive spin to it. But he wrote, the end of the government shutdown is being manufactured by the establishment. The establishment, Republicans, the media, and the Democrats are signaling that the Tea Party battle to defund Obamacare was waged by a bunch of Congress critters in the House and a few senators like Ted Cruz is finally reaching its end. They have proclaimed that the Tea Party never had a chance at success, so the battle was never worth fighting. Reality, they claim, has finally caught up to Congress, and now the adults need to get back to the wheeling and dealing necessary to continue to move this nation forward. And we are being told the Tea Party lost this fight. As Obama's approval rating hits 37%, only one percentage point above George W. Bush's all-time low. In politics, war, if fought differently than on a bloody battlefield, we can reach for famous quotes of warriors and artists all we want, but in the end, it is a totally different game. In politics, perception is king, and proper messaging is godly. The fear that the liberal left progressives of the Democrat Party and the leftist compliant media would use the silly attempt, their words not mine, to defund Obamacare by silly boys like Ted Cruz and Mike Lee to blame the Republican Party is not a reason not to go on the attack. People like Ted Cruz and Mike Lee ran for office on the promise that they would act as members of an opposing party to all of this maddening leftism. And that is exactly what they did. Despite the media's attempt to badmouth the conservatives of the GOP while the establishment neocons run and hide, saying the Tea Party is destroying the party, the message is out, and the people are aware of the dirty, rotten, scoundrel actions of the Democrat Party during the shutdown. Usually, I don't like surveys and polls because the numbers tend to be manipulated. The people questioned are usually from the Beltway or from large metropolitan areas, so the numbers swing decidedly leftward. However, if that is true, then the polls showing people see the Democrats may share some of the fault on the government shutdown, and that Obama's popularity is down to 37% is significant. The message was supplied, and Ted Cruz delivered it masterfully. Sure, we all know that more than likely the GOP populated by bureaucrats and establishment lapdogs was probably not going to hang on long enough to force Obama and the zombies of the Senate. Reed looks like a living dead stand-in to the negotiating table. Nor did we truly believe that the progressives in place that Obamacare would go away. But for the sake of principles and delivering a message, the battle was worth fighting. Did they destroy the Republican Party? Of course not. Were they trying to? Not even. In reality, the conservatives of the GOP are trying to save the party. We have a baseball team filled with players unwilling to play to win. They need to be exposed and removed. This government shutdown revealed where everyone stands. Were the voters paying attention? I sure hope so. We will see. One thing is for sure. People are disgusted with the way people like Ted Cruz was attacked for daring to stand up to the progressives, not only of the Democratic Party, but in his own party as well. What good are principles if you are unwilling to stand on them? The Tea Party Republicans stood up for their principles and stood upon them. This was a huge victory for them. The Democrats let important functions go unfunded as the Republicans offered individual continuing resolutions for each of them. The donkeys wanted all or nothing. Give us everything or everyone will suffer and we will lay fault on your shoulders. All voters are not that stupid. They saw what was happening. The Democrats purposely closed things to make it look worse than it was. I will carry on further what he said. We in the Republican Party need to oust the ones who are trying to make the Republicans look foolish by supporting America. John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and others, we all know who they are. They are left. They are in the left, too. It's time to take America back and put her on the right track, the one laid out for us by the Founding Fathers and the Constitution. If we would do that, everyone would know, including Obama, that his signature bill is not law. It is more of a travesty than of justice and an entitlement than anything else. ConservativeNationMedia.com starts off the work week every Monday in a big way. It's Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennessee are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and most informative guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday. So make sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council, Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on ConservativeNationMedia.com, where America always wins. This is a great show. Give it a listen, folks. John Boehner announced a short-term debt deal that would help the U.S. avoid default at least until late November. Quote, I fear we are getting ready to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, Limbaugh told his listeners, and this was from the Limbaugh show. He explained that the House Republican leaders are pushing a six-week increase in the debt limit without any conservative strings attached in order to supposedly calm the jittery financial markets. He accused Democrats of throwing every scare tactic card out there and hit the Republicans for acting as predictable. The anger got ratcheted up a notch when Limbaugh started going after Fox and the rest of the conservative commentariat for claiming that the Mike Lee and Ted Cruz defund strategy was delusional, mocking the point of view heard on Fox from pundits like Rick Hume and Charles Krauthammer. Limbaugh said it was pointless and it was dangerous, risky, and unnecessary. It was rank amateurish it was not mature. So the point that the establishment is still hell-bent on demolishing and discrediting the Tea Party and the Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and whoever else was involved in the coalition, Limbaugh continued, crediting those senators for finally exposing President Obama and causing his approval numbers to drop. There's still division, he said, of the Republican Party. They're still playing games over who gets credit for doing what, and we can't let the Tea Party guys have any credit, and we certainly can't let the freshmen have any credit. They continue to portray these people as reckless amateurs who almost brought down the government but were saved by the mature establishment types who know what they are doing. Truthfully, I think it was the Ted Cruz's and the Mike Lee's that knew what they were doing. The ones who are the mature establishment types, I think, have lost their ability to know what they are doing. Now they're railing against these things our government is doing, and the people that are doing this must go. I have not mentioned Boehner, but believe me, as long as he is the squishy, collapsing card table he is, then he also needs to go. He does once in a while show a little backbone, but when we need in America, what we need in America today, folks, is a strong backbone that doesn't cave when attacked. Backbones like Ted Cruz and Mike Lee have. This country is going down the proverbial toilet because we do not have enough of these kind of representatives, and we have a liberal media who excoriates them every chance they get, and we have a media who is making it, who is making a lie into the truth and saying it so often that they can tell us that the GOP is failing, which, by the way, they are. But they conveniently leave out the facts that the Tea Party patriots like Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and others that I have named are gaining momentum. They leave out the facts that even though the Democrats held the Senate in this last election, it is not a locked up part of Congress anymore because they lost seats. And that is the truth of the matter.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3:00 in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Every 20 seconds, another kid drops out of school.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. And the difference between a dropout and a graduate could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Molon LeBay Challenge Coins and Wares. Similar to challenge coins used by various military units, these MLCCW coins are ideal for anyone that champions the right to keep and bear arms by highlighting the Second Amendment and the Greek phrase Molon LeBay, which translated means come and take them. Come check out our pro-freedom, pro-liberty, and pro-Second Amendment coins and shirts at MLCCW.com. That's MLCCW.com.
Residents in Bartow, Florida have been asked, or ordered, depending on whom you speak with,
to remove God Bless America signs from their lawns. The crackdown on private property may seem uncommon or targeted, but a city ordinance that limits the presence of signage on private property has been on the books for the past 13 years. While residents are allowed to have temporary messages up only around certain holidays, there is an expiration date surrounding just how long billboards and posters can remain on display. The God Bless America signs at the center of the first debate were originally handed out by the First Church of Bartow, a local house of worship, to commemorate the July 4th holiday. The Blaze called the church and spoke with a representative who told us that someone made the signs and left them out for parishioners to take and to use back in June. Now, 3 months later, the city believes that some of the 300 placards that were distributed and posted have overstayed their welcome. Now, there are laws out there, I agree, but the way I look at it is a God Bless America sign never overstays its welcome unless you're a liberal or someone who doesn't love America. The city of Bartow code enforcement asked residents to remove the messages within the next 3 days as July 4th celebrations are long past. While WTVT-TV reports that residents will be hit with a fine of $25 per day if they fail to remove the sign, Bartow Code Enforcement Director Greg Lamb told The Blaze that financial penalties were never threatened and that his office does not have the right to enforce them. "We were just hoping for some cooperation and understanding about the ordinance," he said, of the requests that made to 20 to 25 families that still have the sign in their lawns. Lamb also made an important point that he says that was lost in the local media reports. The God Bless America message was had absolutely nothing to do with the crackdown, even if it was a for sale sign for a vehicle, the same rules would apply. Do you realize now just what the Obama administration is trying to do to us, folks? They want all of our freedoms. They want all of our liberties. They want all of our power, and they want it all for themselves. Ask Obama and he will deny it, but it is the truth. He cares nothing for anything that doesn't involve him to the fullest. He cares, he is all he cares about. Him and the power that he can steal from all of us, nothing more. And the sad part of this whole fiasco is that the elected officials that we have in Pelosi, Reid, McCain, Graham, and many others feel the same way. And yes, I have been hitting hard on McCain and Graham. And even though they are supposedly Republicans, they need to go, along with the others that I mentioned. They care nothing for the fact that the people are their bosses. They care nothing for the fact that they are the employees. They have gotten away with being the bosses for so long now that nothing said to them to the contrary will mean anything. Mark my words here, folks. This is the absolute truth. Obama means to change this country fundamentally, and he has done a lot of that already, and to get rid of the Constitution and the documents that the Founding Fathers gave to us. They limit his power, and they prescribe what he can and cannot do. And they don't give him enough power, according to him. And he has come out and said just exactly this. If you don't believe me, it's easy to find. The only thing we can do to stop him from doing that is to hold him in check, and the rest of them too, and then vote someone else into office that will do what the Constitution prescribes them to do. And it seems we are doing this, folks, because 10 years ago, the number that were out there that were like Ted Cruz and Paul Rand and Mike Lee were few and far between. And when they were there, they didn't say much because they were afraid of what would be said. And the sad part about this whole thing is, you know, with Obamacare being forced on us the way it is, it was supposed to be passed through the People's House, which is the House of Representatives. it wasn't. And so therefore, I don't care what Obama says about it. I don't care what Harry Reid says about it. Obamacare is not a law that I am going to enforce, I am going to agree with, because it's not a law. It didn't pass the right way. When are we going to learn that we cannot elect people who want socialism to take over America? When are we going to learn that when they say something like Obama did before being elected, they mean it? And we will not like it when they succeed. Understand now? We have to stop and think, folks. Do we live in America or in Hitler's Germany? Do we live in America or Ahmadinejad's Iran? The choice is ours, folks. The president wants the Germany or the Iran. But if we don't, then we are up. Then are we up to the task of saving this country from his minions and the manipulations and the name calling that they are going to hit us with? I know I am. I hope that everyone else is too. Or we are in the process of losing America the free. Folks, we lose a little bit of America every time we elect a liberal to office. And most of us know this. Most of us know what is going on. Most of us realize what is going on. So why do we keep electing these people? I know Barack Obama was elected because of the color of his skin and because he was promising change. The problem with that was, sure, the color of the skin was different. We had never had a black person in the White House before. But there were many others who were out there that would have been much better. Alan West, for one. And as long as we keep listening only to the diatribes of what they keep telling us and not searching out and figuring out if what they are telling us is true, then we are going to continue to elect people who will want a different thing than we want, and we are going to continue to be disappointed and maddened by the fact that they do not love America as it was founded, and they do not want to keep it as it was founded. Sadly, people were finding out about this with President Obama before the second election started. And even though there was much voter fraud in that election, and without that voter fraud, he would have lost, I don't think that it should have been even close enough to have been even changed by voter fraud. People need to start thinking and start using their brains if they want this country to be saved. If they don't, then I guess they can continue going on the same way they have been, because they're doing a damn good job at destroying America. I mean, after all, we're not the great country we were in World War II. The rest of the world is laughing at us constantly. Even Israel was saying that if we're not going to support them in their war against people that who are fighting against us, they're going to go on their own. And if they do, God bless them. That is the way we need to start looking at this, because America needs to start fighting for her rights. Americans need to start fighting for our rights, because we have put in place a government that's only agenda right now seems to be taking all of our rights away. Taking all of our power away, taking all of our liberties away, and then with it, flushing it all down the toilet along with the Constitution and the laws of this land that they don't agree with, to be replaced with other laws that will make most of us criminals, most likely. I know anyone who does a show like this one would be a criminal. We will be right back after these important messages. Let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationmedia.com, you're a conservative.
You love America just like we do, and you don't want to get caught short in case the leftist government drops the ball and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. And your pipeline to those essentials is right here at conservativenationmedia.com. Just go to our website, conservativenationmedia.com, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative and emergency survival needs. Wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds starting right now. Just go to conservativenationmedia.com and click on the Patriot Depot banner and join the conservative revolution where America always wins.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Republican Senator Mike Lee has been, essentially, Ted Cruz's strongest Senate ally in the fight against Obamacare. Even joining him in his 21-hour filibuster, Lee sat down with Greta Van Susteren on Wednesday night to ask why anyone would trust the Obama administration with health care after they have tried to make the government shutdown as painful as possible. He said the shutdown is the very best argument we have to make about Obamacare, saying that if the government has the power to shut down too much to cause maximum pain during the shutdown, what happens when we give more power to the government? Van Susteren found the entire thing outrageous, especially considering the House gym is still open during the shutdown, and demanded to know exactly who's deciding what gets shut down and what doesn't. Lee called the whole thing shameful and denied the Democrats seriously wanted to negotiate with them. Lee tweeted out his message earlier in the day attacking the president for this apparent abuse of power. Here is Mike Lee's letter to the American people, which I got one of them. He said, "Dear fellow Americans, the Obama administration's behavior during the government shutdown has been the best argument against Obamacare anyone has ever made. The American people do not want Obamacare, and they are demanding that Washington act to protect them from the harmful effects of this unaffordable and unfair law.
And even he is not saying that it's an illegal law. The president's response has been to ignore them, allow the government to shut down, and then use his power to inflict as much pain as possible on the people by closing national parks and monuments, stopping payments to veterans, cutting off cancer research. And all of that's true. The sequester did not create the result the Democrats and Obama wanted. There wasn't enough pain. They wanted people suffering when the precious government is somehow shut down or when it's deprived of the money that they feel is theirs in the first place. And they were hell-bent this time. There's a shutdown. Okay, then people are going to suffer. We're going to make sure. This is the active strategy of the President of the United States. The active strategy is to make sure that there is pain, personal pain, such as getting 26 military families not being funded, getting benefits, such as the debacle involving illegal aliens and amnesty to the National Mall, which is closed, such as the national parks being shut down, such as cancer-stricken children not having access to the National Institutes of Health. These were things that need not happen. These were items chosen to be defunded after the shutdown by the President of the United States and his party, because together their purpose is to try to create a mindset in as many people as possible that life is not worth living if there is no government in it. If the government is shut down, if the government has to do with a penny less next year than it got this year, then they want people to actually feel pain, because their objective is this: government getting as big as possible, taking as much capital from the private sector as possible, and transferring it to the government for power and control. They want people as dependent on government as they can make them, and that includes inflicting pain on them during the supposed shutdown. And Lee, in his letter to Americans, is pointing out that very behavior ought to be sending up red flags to everybody. Sadly, I know a few people who voted for Obama, and they're still supporting the idiot. If we have a president and a party willing to inflict this kind of pain because they petulantly don't get their way in a shutdown, with this kind of power, we're going to give them total control of the healthcare system. And this is so true, folks. Many still do not know, for reasons unknown to me, that only 15% of the government is actually shut down. So the shutdowns that we see the president making doesn't need to be done. It was only done to hurt the American people who he has supposedly sworn to protect. Most of the government shutdowns of national parks and stuff have happened with areas that are privately owned and privately funded because they sit on government land. Obama has forced them to shut down. And my question is this: if the government cannot do anything because the money is not there causing the shutdown, then where are they getting the money to pay for these thugs to come out and harass senior citizens, as a park official let us know that this shutdown is being made to be as painful as possible? Where's this money coming from to pay these so-called thugs to do the Obama dirty work? I say there, wherever this money is coming from, it would be better used to keep the parks and memorials open and to hurt the American people. I say shame on you, Obama. You are nothing more than a tyrant who deserves to be taken out of office without pay. And I added that in because even if you are taken out of office in the next election, you will still be paid for the rest of your pathetic life because of the Constitution that I so dearly love. This is something that I've felt for a long time needs to be changed. I don't mind someone who has held the office being compensated for it, especially if they do a good job. Even if they do a bad job of it, if they are trying to help this nation or trying to do the best job they can, then so be it. But when they are an enemy of the Constitution like you are, sir, and they try to dismantle the law of the land by illegally forcing things on us like Obamacare, then I feel the provision to take care of you till you die is wrong. Someone who actively takes part in destroying this nation should not benefit from that destruction. Sadly, Mr. Obama, you will for the rest of your miserable life. That being said. You keep telling us that you are the leader of this nation and that we need to stop listening to the ones like Ted Cruz who do not agree with you. You have the right to say that, sir, but I myself will not stop listening to the Ted Cruzes and the Mike Lees and the Todd Rokitas because they are showing more leadership in their demeanor and talk than you have in one hair follicle of your body. Leadership like that is not to be shut down in the wake of your inability to lead. Mr. Obama, you are a national disgrace in that arena, and I will add several more names. Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and several others who will not lead, only try to tear down the ones who are trying to lead. Remember, John McCain said that he effing hated Ted Cruz. America-loving patriots need to stand up like Ted Cruz and Mike Lee are, no matter what the consequences of it are, because if we don't, when we finally do, and we will, the consequences of those actions will be much worse as time goes by. Mark my words here. The longer we allow our government to ignore existing laws and ignore the Constitution, the worse everything is going to get. And history will bear me out here. I have watched the government trying to get this kind of behavior into light for decades now, with a few who have fought it, and each time it comes back like it has now, it gets worse. Next time it comes back, folks, it could very well mean the end of America if it doesn't this time. If we do not stand up and look at what the left and the moderate right are doing to this nation and their laws, things will become unbearable for the American people. Time for a new revolution? Sure. And right now, people like Ted Cruz, Mike Lee are leading the charge. Want to join? I know I already have. America as a free nation deserves all the help from its patriots that it can muster. The time is now. Obama and his minions have declared war on us. When are we going to stop hedging and hawing and start fighting back? Obama drew the red line. It is in our court now to stop him or go down with the ship. Because the ship America is being torn down by the government of Obama. And Obama has told us himself that he wants to fundamentally change America. That is one promise he has resolutely kept, folks. Happy now, he is destroying our country. And we stupidly elected him, not once, but twice. We have no one to blame but ourselves.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
There comes a time when good things have to give way to great things. Conservative nation media is growing like a Texas Longhorn, which is why Michael B. Smith now has his own show. Check out Soldier of Patriotism. Not Soldiers of Patriotism anymore. It's Soldier of Patriotism. Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com. But don't be worried. He's the same Michael B. you've come to know and love, and you'll hear even more great interviews and awesome commentary, conservative commentary from our very own main man. Michael B. Smith on Soldier of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central on conservativenationmedia.com, where America always wins. If you have ever wondered what martial law in America may look like, then this detailed report will be an eye-opener. It explores the ramifications of our current economic and political climate, motivating factors in this necessitate a lockdown of America by the powers that be, the signs to look for before it happens, implementation and your life once troops have been deployed. America has gone from being annoyed with their government to the point of resisting their government. In my previous article, I have detailed how state governors, veterans, truckers, and just average everyday citizens are resisting the tyrannical and egregious abrogations of the United States Constitution. The police state crackdown mechanisms are in place, which are designed to break the back of any resistance to federal authority, legitimate or not. The net effect of the establishment of the police state America is that it is designed to subjugate the populace and stamp out any remaining vestiges of constitutional liberties and create a society where the state is all-powerful. With America's newfound spirit of civil liberty being expressed through the acts of civil disobedience, martial law is being put into place. when one couples the undeniable fact with the fact that President Obama is under extreme pressure and is struggling to maintain control of the country, these measures are going to be rolled in a style reminiscent of the shock and awe style witnessed in Gulf War I. Obama is a wounded animal. Obama was clearly given a mandate by the central bankers to get the U.S. in a war with the Middle East, first with Syria, then and Iran. This conflict was designed to temporarily preserve the petrodollar, which Iran was threatening by selling oil for gold to China, Russia, and India. The powers that were hoping that Russia and China would resist and any final resistance to a complete central banking takeover of the planet would be eliminated. Obama's initiatives designed to provoke a war with Syria is the first step returned back. Excuse me. Obama has been politically humiliated by Russian leader Vladimir Putin. The world and specifically the alternative media thwarted Obama and central bankers on this front. Under martial law, Obama can effectively eliminate all opposition to his administration, and that's what they're in the process of getting ready to do. Stage one of martial law consists of gradual rollout of government controls over citizen liberties. Travel is restricted through inland border checkpoints. Internal DHS VIPR programs, which randomly search citizens at public events and on highways, citizens are conditioned by the TSA that they do not control or own their bodies, as the flying public is molested by the TSA every day in our nation's airports in an extreme violation of our citizens' Fourth Amendment rights. And I haven't even touched on all what will happen in stage two and three, hasn't even been touched on. Scared yet? We will be right back.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
Wildfires burn millions of acres each year. And each year, wildland firefighters like Fire Chief James Hall battle to contain them. But they can't do it alone.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel more than a mile. It can ignite and destroy your home, your community, or more. That single ember can be just as dangerous as the wildfire itself. But you can do something firefighters can't. You can act now to prepare your home and your community for wildfire. You can reduce the risk. Do your part. Go to fireadapted.org.
Get fire adapted. Learn what you can do now to reduce wildfire damage later at fireadapted.org. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council. Learn more at fireadapted.org.
Listening to a new live conservatism radio show on Blog Talk Radio through the new and revamped Conservative Nation Media, the network that Obama would love to stop but can't because we are growing by leaps and bounds. The caller number is 718-305-7176. And now we finally come to the end of the show, but I haven't even touched on the surface of what is going on these days in our government. This show has been full. And the sad part of this is, according to polls from NBC, 35, I keep wanting to say 55, but I'm pretty sure it's 35% of the people think the Republicans are to blame for the shutdown, even though daily we hear Harry Reid and Obama telling us no negotiations before we get what we want. Huh? See what I mean by this country is becoming a country where insane is normal? Right now, 60% of the American people want to get rid of everyone in Congress. Small wonder. If Nancy Pelosi gets her way, the Democrats won't even consider changing it till it becomes law and is passed into being. America was built on a work ethic, says Ben Stasi, Midland University's president. He says if Obamacare lives through this, America as we know it dies. People, we had better be scared of this. We had better pay attention. And now we get this one from the Daily Mail. .co.uk from England, which says this, and you have to look at this one from this one before you decide the Democrats have no blame in this, folks. A $5 million order for custom crystal glasses and bar accessories was placed for American embassies on the day before the government shut down. The State Department finalized the order for custom stemware on September 30th, just hours before nearly 1 million federal workers were put on unpaid leave as a result of the ongoing budget dispute in Congress. Seems like they didn't take it seriously, huh? The contract was awarded to Simon Pierce, a Vermont stemware company that makes hand-blown crystal that retails for up to $85 a wine glass. The order calls for more than 12,000 pieces of 20 different styles. We're thrilled with the contract and will take great pride in having Vermont product in the hands of people around the world, Simon Pierce, CEO Clay Adams, told the Valley News. Just days before the government shutdown, though, we all knew what was coming, and the government did too. And even with them knowing what was coming, folks, they went ahead and spent $5 million on hand-blown glasses, wine glasses that cost $85 a glass. Where do we go from here, folks? This is insanity incarnate. The trouble is, this is not the only thing that is around about the government spending money that it doesn't have when blaming Republicans for trying to stop them from spending it. Insanity, folks. Total insanity. And the Republicans are to blame? When reporters asked Harry Reid if he would compromise with the Republicans since they were giving in on some things, Mr. Reid didn't even wait for the question to be asked before he says, no, we will not. And the Republicans are to blame? In Yosemite, during the presidential imposed shutdown, some elderly people were locked in a motel room and were treated so badly they thought they were under arrest. What for? For being Americans and traveling to a national tourist site and being there at a time that no one could have foreseen. There are many more of these, including the one of the park ranger who let it slip, that they had been told to make this as hard and hurtful to the people as possible. And the Republicans are to blame? Come on, people, we are not stupid, are we? We can research. So far, it has been the Republicans who have been the ones giving compromises. The Democrats won't budge, and this makes the Republicans to blame for the shutdown? America is in trouble, folks, and right now it isn't the Republicans' fault for trying to stop the insane spending spree the Bush Democrats and the moderate Republicans in Washington are on. Insanity? Yeah. Reality? Yeah. Stupid? Oh, you bet. Are we going to stop this insanity? I can't say. It seems the American people are really slow to waking up to this danger to this great country. But maybe it's the pain that they are now starting to feel that will wake them up. At least that's the way I'm hoping anyway. We now have a show every day of the week and even more than one on some days. So our lineup now is Sunday nights we have Soldier of Patriotism with Michael B. Smith and his very own show at 4 p.m. Eastern and also on Sundays, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, is one of our new shows where Uncle Dean Fisher has his own show, American by Design, at 6 p.m. Eastern. So now we have two shows on Sunday, making it 4 hours instead of just two, with our two main men, Michael B. and Uncle Bean. On Monday is Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance, a good show that we all are proud to have on our lineup. Tuesday nights, we have another new show called A Just Cause with Sam Thurman and Cliff Stewart at 8 p.m. Eastern. The initial show was a roaring success. Give it a listen this coming week. Also on Tuesday nights, we have another new show called Grit and Grace at 10 Eastern with Jennifer Meadows and Josh Bernstein. This is a couple of radio personalities that have been doing what they do for a while. Well worth the listen, folks. Wednesday is Radio Free America with Duke Brooks, Hangar Flying, and Good Old American History has never been so fun. On Thursdays will be the show that has the liberals going into fits. It's called Second Amendment Forum with Maxwell Winchester Roberts. And on Friday is our very own Chris Manti with the Chris Manti Show, mixing the Word of God with the way we should be doing things here in America. And, of course, yours truly on Saturdays. Until next week, my friends, God bless you all and work to save our great republic. Hopefully, my friends, things won't be much worse next week when this show airs, but I guess, like you, we will have to wait and see. I am in the process of trying to get several people on this show, and including getting some recordings for my entrance shows from Mike Pence and Ted Cruz. Hopefully, I can get some of these. At least on the show in the near future. So hopefully we will have guests before too long instead of me just ranting and raving the whole hour. Thank you all for coming in. Thank you for being here. And I will be here next week, same time, same network. God bless you all and good day.
Bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies and the rebels and the Yanks. You
God bless you all.